Welcome back with former Dolphin O.J. McDuffie, John Congemi. I'm Jesse Agler. News today, Dolphins have found their man to be the next offensive coordinator. Bill Lazor was the quarterback's coach in Philadelphia under Chip Kelly this past year. Before that, three seasons as the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach at the University of Virginia. Going to learn a little bit more now about the Dolphins' new OC with Dave Spadaro. He is the insider for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And as we mentioned, that's where Bill Lazor was last year. Dave, appreciate you joining us this evening. Just getting to be around him a little bit for a year. Obviously, it's not a ton of time, but what did you learn about Bill Lazor?
A really interesting guy. I mean, understand that everything that happened in 2013 was such a dramatically different experience than anything that I had ever seen, you know, covering the Eagles since 1987. The way Chip Kelly runs this program, and it's not just what you see on game day, it's everything. And so Bill Lazor was part of that, and a very innovative guy, good relationship with his quarterbacks. Obviously, the Eagles went through a couple of interesting situations this year. An open quarterback competition in the summer. Michael Vick wins the job. Plays pretty well through the first few games and then gets hurt against the Giants, and in steps Nick Foles and has one of the great seasons of all time in Eagles, in any history, in history of the league with the third highest quarterback rating of all time. And then Matt Barkley, a fourth-round draft pick who they worked into the mix as well. So I thought that Bill, and knowing him a bit, understood what Chip was trying to do. It'll be interesting to see what kind of impact that has on Miami in terms of the entire system. And I'm talking about, you know, do you spread it out? Do you up your tempo? Do you communicate the way the Eagles communicated? Do you call the plays kind of with the feel of Chip? How much of the X's and O's does Bill take from 1 year of Chip Kelly versus the rest of his career, which includes some college time and some NFL time? So it's a good hire. I really liked Bill a lot. I thought he was very meticulous and inspired a lot of confidence among a group of quarterbacks that changed. All three quarterbacks saw significant playing time in 2013, and the Eagles end up winning the NFC East with one of the best seasons offensively they've ever had.
Dave Spadaro is with us, insider for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I know that the question most fans want the answer to is an impossible one to answer, but how much credit does Bill Lazor get for what Nick Foles was able to do in 2013?
I think he certainly deserves some of the credit. He worked very, very closely with Nick, and Nick is a kid who spent a lot of time away from the practice field and away from the game field studying film and sitting with Bill and going through a lot of tape, and I think Bill deserves a lot of credit for that. I think Ryan Tannehill will be a better quarterback because of it, and I think it's a very natural move for Bill, and everybody kind of saw it coming with what he did here and how he handled himself and the way he, you know, chipped in, no pun intended, into the offensive structure. I can't tell you specifically how much he deserves the credit. Certainly Nick Foles deserves a lot of credit. Certainly the system that Chip brought in helped his offense reach new heights, but I certainly think Bill deserves his share of it.
Dave, I wanted to ask you, when we spoke with Bill earlier, he talked about Chip Kelly and what he brought to the Philadelphia Eagles in terms of so much energy, and it just wasn't on game day. It was with everything that he did. Did that carry over from head coach to assistant coaches and filter right through the team?
I'll tell you what, yes is the answer. And we noticed it back in April. And after 14 years of Andy Reid, most of them very good years, the Eagles needed a change, and Chip came in and, you know, again, very, very different in his approach with everything. And so it was very noticeable. And the coaches, you know, when you work for Chip Kelly, you've got to keep pace with what Chip does. So Bill did that. It's not station to station. It's they keep the players moving. The practices are very up tempo, and it was a refreshing change. And the Eagles needed that. And certainly, I would imagine that Bill hopes to replicate that tempo, not just on game days, but every single day with the Miami Dolphins.
Dave, let's talk a little bit about his personality. And I want to know, like, during training camp, how he interacted with the players, if you notice at all. Does he yell? Is he soft-spoken? Does he run around a lot? What kind of guy is he in terms of just personality alone?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that he is, at least in the quarterback coach position, he was not a tremendously demonstrative quarterback. And I think the reason is understanding that, you know, you had a veteran, a second-year quarterback, and then a rookie quarterback. And there was a tremendous amount of information and teaching that needed to go on. And so he was more okay, let's go over here and let's fix the problem kind of quarterback. He told me a story once, and we talked about Nick Foles and when he thought Nick really got it. And we talked about, and this is toward the end of the season, and we talked about when Nick threw the 7 touchdown passes against the Oakland Raiders, how did he celebrate? And Bill was really proud that Nick celebrated by coming over to the sidelines and not jumping around and whooping and hollering once he threw a 7th touchdown pass. He came over and said, you know what, Coach? And Matt Barkley was there and Michael Vick was there. And he, hey, you know what, Coach? I understand what we're doing here. And that's the kind of coach Bill. It's really, really one platform to the next, to the next, to the next in terms of teaching. Bill is conservative in what he's going to give you from a media standpoint. He's not going to deal with hypotheticals. He's not going to deal with speculation. But he wants to build on a weekly basis. And that was kind of the whole mantra of Chip Kelly. Let's win the day. Let's be better tomorrow than we were today. And as it turned out, that was the medicine that the Philadelphia Eagles needed. They were came out of the gates with that big win against the Redskins on Monday Night Football, sank to 1-3, went to 3-3, then 3-5. And, you know, in Philadelphia, when they were 3-5, everybody was kind of talking about, all right, who's the quarterback of the future here? What can the Eagles lose enough games and go draft Marcus Mariota? And then it turned out that they turned it all around, 7 wins in the last 8 games, and nobody was talking about the draft anymore. So really interesting progression. He's an interesting guy. I had spent enough time to get a little bit of insight into his coaching methods and what he wants. And if the offense resembles what the Eagles offense resembled and what it was, it's up-tempo. It's a spread offense. It's maximizing the width of the field and the length of the field. And now, if he has, I don't know who does the play calling down there, but the design of the offense was something different and that I'd ever seen. So a lot of teams are going to incorporate that, and I think this is one of those steps that the Chip Kelly coaching tree extends to Miami.
Yeah, it's the birth of the Chip Kelly coaching tree, maybe, least at the NFL level. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. And I think one of the things you hit on early, how much of Chip Kelly will Bill Lazor take away? It's a question we won't have an answer to for quite some time. Great insight, Dave Spadaro, insider for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave, really appreciate the time this evening. Thanks, man.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
There you go. Dave Spadaro on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.